And as we heard earlier from Sean Whelan, time is on Donald Trump's side as the US Supreme Court considers his case that a president cannot be prosecuted for criminal acts while in office. And if Mr. Trump is re-elected in November, many of the legal cases he's facing could be closed down for good. It's an unprecedented scenario with both Mr. Trump and President Biden tied in the polls at this stage, and President Biden's support for Israel is eating into his Democratic base, especially the youth vote, as pro-Palestinian protests spread across many university campuses. Let's talk all about this briefly with Professor David Dunn, Professor of International Politics at Birmingham University. And it really is a remarkable scenario, isn't it, Professor Dunn?
Oh, it is. It's absolutely extraordinary that the Supreme Court could have effectively delayed and possibly killed these very serious cases of insurrection against Donald Trump. And they show, as you say, no indication of getting the shift on and getting these things, this thing resolved. They seemed intent on deliberating and pontificating about the long-term implications of this in a way that effectively runs down the clock to the possibility of having him in court on these serious charges by November. And the likelihood is that at this stage that he will possibly never face these very serious charges. And of course, as you say, with regard to the student situation, Biden is in trouble there. 4 years ago, he got 90% of the youth vote. Well, judging by the reaction to the way in which they think his policies with regard to Israel and Palestine, he's not going to get that support there. It's also really bad optics in terms of actually the media coverage of how the Democratic youth look doesn't play well in the country more widely. And actually, all these protests, wherever Biden goes, means it's really hard for him to campaign as a president, because everywhere he goes, there's protesters, there's demonstrators, there's people hurling abuse at him. So he can't have the staged rallies that he would like to do as part of his election campaign.
And once again, as in 2016, as in 2020, you know, people say Biden has more money in his war chest and so on. These legal cases, even as they're played out, if they go away in the end, they're taking time, they're costing money for Donald Trump. But on the other hand, many politicians around Europe, many observers in Europe looking at the United States are now of the belief it is Trump's win that's most likely in November.
I think it's too early to make that call, as you say, that there will be billions of dollars spent on trying to actually reach people and make the point that however much they disagree with Biden on Israel, for example, Trump would be worse and much more of a supporter of Netanyahu. And there's also, of course, a lot of ground to cover between now and then. The coverage of Trump in court in New York makes him look sullen and lonely and a bit of a loser, really. So actually, you know, that may have a long-term impact, especially if he is found guilty in New York. So I think it's you know, while we can't be concerned and while we can be flabbergasted that half of America seems to support this man, I think it's too early to say that he will win in November. There's a lot of water to go under the bridge before then.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us. And doubtless we'll be talking again between now and November. That's Professor David Dunn, Professor of International Politics at Birmingham University.